Okay, so we're diving into Exponential Global 2025 today, and specifically a session from the multi-site multiplication track. This one really caught my eye. The session led by Lauren Berkerich. She's the digital director at Liquid Church.
Oh, yeah, Liquid Church. They're doing some cool stuff.
They are, and what I think is so fascinating about them is, they have these seven physical campuses all in New Jersey,
Right.
but they also have this huge digital presence,
Man.
right? They're not just talking the talk, they're
Yeah.
walking the walk.
Yeah, they have a massive online audience.
Yeah. And this session was like a masterclass in using all of these digital tools to make church growth happen.
That's cool.
Whether you're already multi-site or just thinking about it, you said you wanted to learn fast and deep. Well, this session,
Yeah.
this is the one.
Listen to it.
So I think what's really valuable about Lauren is that she's in the trenches. She's the digital director.
Right, she's not just theorizing, she's living this every day.
Exactly. So her insights are coming from actually doing this stuff.
Yeah.
So for us, that means we can pull out strategies that actually work.
Right, and understand this crazy world of digital ministry from someone who's right there.
Yeah. So our goal with this deep dive is to break down those key takeaways, those big shifts in thinking and the practical steps, so that even if you weren't there,
Yeah.
you can still get the heart of her message.
Absolutely. So much good stuff to unpack.
Okay, so let's start with these like fundamental mindset shifts that Lauren talks about.
Okay.
She kind of contrasts the old way of thinking with what's actually happening today.
Right. Because the old way of thinking was all about get people in the building first and then engage them.
Right.
Sunday service, Wednesday night, whatever it is.
Right.
But now things have flipped. The digital experience is often the first touch point, the front door to the church.
Yeah, it's like first impressions are online now.
Right. They might check out your website, watch a sermon online, scroll through your social media before they even think about coming in person.
So that leads us to some of these misconceptions about digital ministry, right?
Right.
And one of the big ones Lauren tackles is this feel that if you're strong digitally, it'll hurt your in-person attendance.
Yeah, but Liquid Church actually saw the opposite happen
Right.
before they went all in on digital.
Right.
Their physical attendance was growing, but online, not so much.
Yeah.
But then the pandemic forced everyone online, of course.
Right.
But here's the thing. Both their online and physical attendance started growing at the same time after that.
It's like they weren't competing with each other.
Exactly. And Lauren made a great point. She said, our competition isn't other online churches.
Right.
It's Netflix.
It's
It's
everything.
everything else people spend their time on.
It's life.
Right.
So another myth is that digital is superficial, that you can't build real relationships or do real discipleship online.
Yeah. But Lauren argued that sometimes people are actually more comfortable being vulnerable online.
Yeah.
Like she talked about the huge number of online prayer requests they get.
Wow,
And
yeah.
she told this great story about her son, Hunter, and his children's ministry leader, Karen. Lauren had been sharing prayer requests about Hunter's struggles in school in the church app.
Okay.
And Karen saw them and approached Lauren in person one Sunday, offering to help because she used to be a teacher.
Wow.
They'd known each other casually for years, but the online vulnerability created a deeper connection.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it shows how online can lead to something real.
So the last myth Lauren busted was this idea that digital ministry can be a side project.
Yeah, she was very clear about that. Digital has to be a core part of how the church operates, not just something extra.
Right.
It needs funding promotion. Leadership has to be on
It
board.
has to be woven into everything you do.
Exactly. It's not just an initiative, it's a culture shift.
Okay, so let's talk about Liquid Church's app and how they made it into this 24/7 discipleship tool.
Right. They took their app from a basic info hub to something people use every day.
Yeah, so what did they do?
Well, first, their old app was just kind of a digital bulletin board, you know?
Service times
Yeah,
announcements.
nothing to get people coming back. So they redesigned it to be interactive, to actually help people grow in their faith and make it part of their daily routine.
Okay, so what are some of the features they use to make that happen?
So the prayer request feature was huge. They get like 50,000 to 75,000 prayers prayed through the app every month.
That's amazing.
Right. And 2,000 to 3,000 of those are unique requests.
Wow.
But the pastors don't just ignore them.
Yuck.
They actually use that data to see who needs care and how to help them.
So it's a way to be proactive.
Exactly. It's not just about collecting prayers, it's about caring for people.
And they also made Bible engagement a daily thing, right?
Right. They have scripture readings and devotionals for every single day of the year.
Wow.
And it's not just text. They have video reflections, audio devotionals like their deep breath series with breath prayers, and you can even journal right there in the app.
So they're giving people options.
Yeah, because not everyone learns the same way.
Right.
And they're making it easy to fit into your day.
And then there's the asynchronous small groups and discipleship journeys.
Yes, this is so smart.
Tell me about that.
It's all about doing discipleship on your own time.
Okay.
Like they had a 21-day marriage course that over 1,000 people did.
Yeah.
And a revelation study with videos, homework discussions, all at your own pace.
So you don't have to worry about scheduling.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Right. It makes it so much more accessible.
And they even brought events into the app.
Yeah. The app basically replaced all those paper programs you used to get.
Right.
So for their women's conferences, parenting seminars, they have digital discussion guides right there in the app.
So everything's in one place.
Exactly. Less waste. Easier to use.
And then there's that My Liquid section that's all about practical stuff, right?
Right, things like your serving schedule, event registration, giving statements all in one place.
So the app becomes something you need every day.
Exactly. It's not just for Sunday anymore.
So with all these features, how do they measure whether the app is actually working?
They look at monthly average users. And their goal is to have that number match their average Sunday attendance.
Wow, that's ambitious.
It is. They even have data dashboards to track their progress.
So data-driven.
They use Apollo apps to build their app. And Lauren said, the average church using Apollo sees about 50% of their weekly attendance as monthly app users.
Mm-hmm.
But Liquid Church, they're aiming for 100%.
They want everyone on board.
Yes.
So what are the keys to making all of this work?
Lauren laid out three things. Funding, promotion and leadership buy-in. She called it a three-legged stool.
Okay, so you need all three.
You need all three. If one leg's weak, the whole thing collapses.
Okay, so funding, that's pretty obvious. You need money for the platforms and the people to manage them, right?
Exactly.
Promotion, you got to tell people about the app over and over again. Email, social media announcements from the stage.
Yeah, make sure people know about it and how to use it.
And leadership buy-in, that's not just about money, right?
Right. It's about leaders using the app themselves, talking about it from the stage, really showing that they believe in it.
Leading by example.
Exactly.
Okay, so now let's talk about this idea of synergy between online and in-person experiences.
Yeah, Liquid Church doesn't just see them as separate things. They intentionally connect them.
And it's not something that just happens naturally, right?
Right, you have to be deliberate about it.
So what are some examples of how they do that?
So one great example was their Moving Mountains prayer series.
Okay.
They wanted to get the church praying 100,000 prayers in 6 weeks.
Ambitious.
Yeah, but they use all their channels. The pastor talked about it in person. People submitted prayers through the app. Those prayers were displayed on screens during services. Even the sermons incorporated real prayers from the app.
Wow, so everything was connected.
Right, and they ended up with almost 150,000 prayers.
That's amazing.
It shows how online and in-person can work together.
And what about their Lent Bible reading initiative?
They had a 42-day audio Bible plan in the app focused on Luke and Mark.
Okay.
So people could listen on their own time.
Yeah.
It made engaging with scripture during Lent so much easier.
That's cool.
Yeah, they had over 12,000 unique listeners and over 100,000 total listens.
Wow, so the app really amplified that.
It did.
Lauren also shared a story about a guy named Anton who came to church because of their online presence.
Yeah, Anton engaged with Liquid Church online for 6 months before he actually came to a service.
Wow.
And the next week he got baptized.
That's powerful.
Right? It shows that church online can be that first step that leads to something more.
So sometimes people need time.
They do.
They need to get to know you before they walk through the door.
Exactly.
And they also use written content like blog posts to connect the dots.
Yeah, for their parenting series, Raise Them Up, they had staff write 8 blog posts, 2 per week.
Okay.
They promoted them on social media, and it was all really helpful, practical advice for parents.
And the great thing about blog posts is that they stick around.
Exactly.
People can find them later through Google. It's good for SEO.
Right, it's evergreen content.
And finally, they even use the app for their big events, like the IF gathering.
Yes, the app had schedules, maps, discussion guides. Everything you needed was right there.
No more bulky programs.
Everything digital, easy to access.
Okay, so now let's zoom in on their church online platform specifically.
Okay.
Because it's more than just streaming a service, right?
Right, you have a two-pronged approach.
Okay.
So they use the church online platform, CHOP.
Which is?
It's a free platform designed for churches to host services online.
Okay.
Run by Life Church.
Okay.
And they do live services on there at 9 and 11 Eastern Time.
Okay.
And they have a dedicated church online pastor, Kyler, who leads those services.
Yeah.
And interacts with people in the chat before things even start.
So it's a real community.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about YouTube?
YouTube is different.
Huh.
They premiere their sermon message there at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Okay.
But they're really focused on making sure people can find it.
Right.
They use AI tools to optimize their titles. They make custom thumbnails that grab attention.
So it's not just uploading a video.
No, it's strategic.
So they might change a title like Good Grief to something like How to Cope with Grief and Loss.
Exactly. Something people are actually searching for.
And they actually get more views during the week than on Sunday.
Right. People are finding it through Google and coming back for more.
That's so interesting.
And they track their online engagement by city.
Oh, okay.
So they can see where they have a lot of online viewers, and that helps them decide where to plant new campuses.
Oh, wow. So data-driven decisions.
Exactly.
And all of this reinforces this idea that church online is often the first point of contact.
Yeah, it's the new front door.
And their data shows that a lot of those online viewers are local.
Right. They're checking out the church before they come in person.
So that online experience has to be top-notch.
Absolutely. You can't just throw something together.
And Lauren really emphasized the importance of having a dedicated church online pastor.
Yeah. Someone to build community and care for people online.
To make it a real church experience.
Exactly.
So let's talk about building a digital team, because all of this requires people.
Right. And Liquid Church's team has grown a lot.
So how did it start?
It started with just Lauren.
Okay.
And then they added a church online pastor.
Okay.
Which they actually found internally, Kyler was already serving at one of their campuses.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then they have their digital products team.
Okay. Who's on that team?
So they have a digital products director, a UI UX designer.
That's user interface and user experience, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
A web developer and a Rock RMS administrator.
Okay.
Rock RMS is a church management software.
Okay.
So this team is all about building and maintaining the technology side of things.
Makes sense.
And it's interesting that Lauren doesn't come from a tech background, but she's the one leading the whole digital department.
So you don't have to be a tech whiz to be in charge.
But you need vision and strategy.
And they also have digital content creators.
Yeah, right now that's a part-time teaching pastor and a part-time worship leader who are creating content for all their platforms.
And Lauren said that digital needs a constant stream of new content to keep people engaged.
Absolutely. Can't just set it and forget it.
And she talked about putting everything under one umbrella.
Right. She's a big believer in having one person or department lead all the digital stuff, app, website, YouTube church, online data, analytics.
So it's all connected.
Exactly. One unified strategy.
So how much did all this cost?
Lauren said they invested about $400,000 initially in their digital infrastructure.
Wow.
That's a lot. But she said it's comparable to launching a new physical campus.
Yeah.
And the reach is potentially much wider with digital.
So maybe more bang for your buck.
Possibly.
But she also encouraged churches that don't have that kind of money.
Right. She said start small, focus on a good website, use free tools like Google Business Profile. Even one dedicated person can make a difference.
It's about taking those first steps. This has been such an eye-opening look at digital ministry in the 21st century.
It's not optional anymore. It's essential.
So the big takeaways are you need a strategy, a good app, intentional online engagement, and a recognition that digital and in-person ministry work best together.
Exactly.
So think about your church or organization. What's one small step you can take today to leverage digital for connection and growth?
Maybe take a fresh look at your website or find ways to be more interactive online.
Yeah.
Or even just talk about your online presence more during your in-person gatherings.
This is especially important if you're thinking about multi-site.
Absolutely. Or if you just want to reach more people.
And Lauren was kind enough to share her email address.
It's lauren.b@liquidchurch.com.
If you want to connect with her.
And there are some great resources out there, like the Church Online Platform, CHOP, and Apollo Apps, which is the company Liquid Church uses for their app.
It's a whole new world out there.
It is, and we're just at the beginning.
There's so much to explore.
Absolutely.
This is just the start.
It is.